Good afternoon, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. This is George Bashton, and welcome to today's show. This episode is Sounds Without Borders, how music travels across cultures. Last episode was about how different genres collide and blend to new sounds. This time, I want to look into something a bit different, how music actually moves around the world. Because music doesn't really stay in one place, it travels with people, and it gets picked up in different countries, and it changes a bit along the way. And then it shows up again into something completely new sounding that's totally different, but still connected. So over the next hour, we'll move through Afrobeats, Bossa Nova, Reggae, Dancehall, Reggaeton, City Pop, electronic music, and some more experimental sounds. And along the way, we'll look at how the ideas with music get passed around and get reshaped over time. So yeah, let's get into it. We're going to play first three different songs. First up is Three-Piece Suite featuring Azakil by Kokoroko.
Thank you.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you just heard Three Pieces Suite by Kokoroko featuring Azical. This is a UK Afrobeat Afrojazz band, and you just listened to it in the genre, which is Afrobeat. Next up is by a Brazilian artist who does Bossa Nova, which is Asa by Felipe Nunes Araujo. To CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Asa by Felipe Nunes Araujo. So that was a Brazilian artist playing bossa nova music. Up next, which is going to be our third one for this first set, is a duo, which is Kurje by Derek Gripper and Alam Khan, which is going to be a duo track in Indian classical hybrid. Thank you. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Courtship by Direct Gripper and Alam Khan. So, we played three different genres for our first set. The first one was about how sounds can travel between places without losing where they come from. So we first played Kokoroko's three-piece suit, which pulls from Afrobeat. It's a UK band that uses Afrobeats and Afro jazz, which itself comes from the West African rhythms that's mixed with jazz and funk. So what's interesting is how something that's so rooted in this specific place has ended up influencing music all over the world outside of Africa and spreading from UK and playing right here in Canada. And then we moved on to Bossa Nova, which came out of Brazil in the late 50s. They blend samba rhythms with jazz harmony, and it's one of those styles that start off locally, but then it quickly became something where people everywhere recognize. What we played secondly was Felipe Nunes Araujo on the song Asa, which is using that kind of rhythms and the familiar sounds of bossa nova. And then the last track connects South African guitar ideas with Indian classical music. And we have here a duo that's by Derek Gripper and Alam Khan, on their album Birds of the Air, which is a collaboration album, and this is their song Courtship. And there's a description about the work. In a rare and remarkable collaboration, Alam Khan, son of the legendary Ali Akbar Khan, joins forces with one of South Africa's most innovative guitarists, Derek Gripper. And the two first met in 2025 over a cup of tea in Alam's teaching room, a meeting that has led to a spontaneous trio recording into South African guitarist Guy Buttery. And over time, they made something and they decided to use combinations of deep classical traditions, which is by classical Indian music, with South African guitar. And this is what happens when hybridization of music occurs. So before we continue, here's a quick public service announcement.
Studio 6, CGSF's video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances. Who are you?
We're Strange Breed from Vancouver!
And interviews with impactful and inspiring artists.
Vancouver music scene has so much talent, and more people should utilize the resources that we have in Canada, because the U.S. doesn't have anything like Factor or Creative BC, like kind of things, you know. We're pretty lucky.
As well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities. Watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CGSF's YouTube page or on our website at cgsf.ca/studio6.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for no-holds-barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
All right, so we're going to play our second set of songs. First up is a reggae song by Holly Cook, which is dubbing on. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you just listened to Dubbing On by Holly Cook, which is an English artist using reggae. The second song we're going to play in this set is Attack on Ganymede by Roots Radix, which is going to be a Jamaican band. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Attack on Ganymede by Roots Radix, which uses a combination of reggae, dancehall, and dub music. Up next for our third one is going to be a reggaeton slash electronic hybrid, which is Nick Leon on his song Ghost Orchid featuring Ella Minus, which is going to be happening right now. You're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Ghost Orchid by Nick Leon featuring Ella Minus. So what I played for you was the second set, which has three different music genres. The first one was a reggae genre that came out of Jamaica in the late 60s, but it wasn't built from just one influence. It pulled from ska, rocksteady, American R&B, and local Jamaican styles that then developed into its own identity from there. And what we just listened to was the second one was dub music, which it uses especially changed things because producers started treating the studio like it's part of its instrument. And it used echo, reverb, remixing in a way that basically shaped a lot of the modern production today. And that second song that we played was on the album Prince Jammy Destroys the Invaders by Roots Radix, which used a combo of reggae, dancehall, and dub music to make a unique sound. And then the third one was from the album A Tropical Entropy by Nick Leon, which featured a Colombian singer, Ella Minus. And it uses a combination of electronic, ambient, deep reggaeton, dembow, Miami percussion, and reggaeton music. So you can actually hear those ideas carry forward into electronic music and club sounds. Nick Leon is a good example of that connection, which mixes Caribbean and Latin music with modern electronic production, and it feels contemporary, but there's a lot of history underneath it. So even though these artists come from different spaces and places, there's a shared thread of ideas moving forward through time. Before we continue, let's go to our public service announcement.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
Teach my children about systemic racism and about historic and persistent colonialism and the responsibility that comes with their privilege. I will use my voice to speak up, and I will make more space at the table.
I will continue to educate myself and others in my community about the racism and inequities faced by BIPOC.
We will not be silent and idle.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca. for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
This is Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM talking to you about
Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We are 10 board of directors and we are rejoicing for world history. Our show is based on true stories, musical and storytelling and role-playing, silent crimes broken, very interesting series of show.
And a lot of in-depth oral tradition. We play every Thursday from 3 to 4. Come and join us.
Okay, next we're going to play our third set of songs. First up is a city pop Japanese song, Call Me by Hitomi Penny Tohiyama. And next up, what we're going to play after that is going to be Afro-electronic music and then Middle Eastern electronic fusion.
ことができたら
This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you just heard Call Me by Hitomi Penny Tohoyama. Up next for our second one is Good Luck by Keitra Nada. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Good Luck by Keitra Nada, which was an Afro-electronic hybrid genre. Now for our third piece for the second set of the song, we're going to have an interesting hybrid, which is with Middle Eastern electronic experimental contemporary genre music. And this is from an SFU classmate of mine. Say hello to Iranian-Canadian artist Samira Bani Hashemi, with her piece YVR Yellow Vancouver Rain, which is on SoundCloud if you're all interested in checking it out.
Oh.
You're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was YVR Yellow Vancouver Rain by Samira Bani Hashemi. So, what we have here was three sets of songs played, and we played three of them in our third set. The first one was a city pop song, which is a good example because it was made in Japan in the 70s and 80s, and then kind of disappeared for a while before coming back years later through the internet. People rediscovered it online and gave it a second life completely outside of where it originally came from. And we listened to Hitomi Penny Toyama's Call Me. Up next, we had K-Trenada, which is another example of how global music has become. His sound pulls from so many places, electronic, hip-hop, house, Caribbean rhythms, and it all blends into something that feels very present day. And then, bringing it a bit closer, we had for our third song, Samira Bani Hashemi's track, which connects electronic production with Middle Eastern influences, as well as a contemporary twist. But it also reflects the local Vancouver context, which makes it feel like part of the same global conversation. At this point, music really does come circulating together, and doesn't belong to one place anymore in the same way. But before we can continue further, here's our public service announcement.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week, from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
Tune in Thursdays at 8 p.m. for the 60-minute stage dive, CJSF's only show focusing on screamo, metal, punk, and other noisy sounds hosted by myself, Jeremy. Each week, I will showcase a new selection of loud music from Canada and across the globe. So if you're finding CJSF is just too quiet for yourself, make sure to check out the 60-minute stage dive. That's Thursdays at 8 p.m. only on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
All right, to close it off for our fourth set of songs, we're going to have first JP Meldrum's Shut Eye, which is an experimental global sound.
Thank you.
You're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was First Shut Eye by JP Meldrum. Up next, we're going to have an indigenous indie song, which is with the collaboration of Emilio Wawati, Layla Twenish, and Sayana Lee, which is on their song Sikwan. You're listening to CGSF 9.1 Burnaby, and that was Sikwan by Emilio Wawati, Layla Twenish, and Sayana Lee. Right here we had Indigenous Contemporary Music, which is combining it with indie sound. So, throughout this episode, we moved to a lot of different places, but the main idea is pretty simple. Music travels. It comes through people, through migration, through technology, and through memory. And as it moves, it changes, but it also keeps traces of where it comes from. From Afrobeat to Bossa Nova to Reggae to City Pop, electronic music, and Indigenous contemporary sounds, everything we heard today is part of that same ongoing music movement. Music doesn't really sit still, and that's what makes it really interesting. We're going to play one more public service announcement before we move on to the next topic.
Hi, We are liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Thanks for listening to episode 4 of my show, Sounds Without Borders, How Music Travels Across Cultures. This is George Bastian, and you've been listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. And for our final song to transition to the next show, we're going to have with you Michael Marion Glory Box, which uses a free jazz fusion. Have a nice day, and I'll see you next week.